This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Libya's interim prime minister holding talks later today in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent stable government. The conference, hosted by Germany and the United Nations, included officials from 17 countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya scheduled for late December. Libya has experienced political instability since the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that ousted longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi from power. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. Harris visited Guatemala and Mexico earlier this month, pointedly telling migrants do not come to the U.S. But thousands of migrants from those two countries, along with those from Honduras and El Salvador, have been making the long trek to the border, many on foot, escaping poverty and crime in their homelands, they say. Most of the migrants are coming from Latin America, but many also from Ecuador, Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and some African nations. Former Philippine President Bongbongo Aquino III has died, the son of the pro-democracy icons who helped topple dictator Ferdinand Marcos and had troublesome ties with China, was 61. Aquino was president from 2010 to 2016. His father assassinated in military custody. His mother led the 1986 People Power Rebellion that ousted Marcos. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden vowed to reduce gun violence as he warned the nation about a dangerous summer spike in killings. Biden vowed zero tolerance for rogue gun dealers and those who traffic weapons from city to city during a speech Wednesday outlining a comprehensive government program. The Biden administration is to permit $350 billion in federal stimulus money to fund police departments in areas with rising violent crime rates. The president also said loopholes need to be closed because there are too many people today who are able to buy a gun but shouldn't be able to buy a gun. Biden unveiled his crime plan after meeting with a bipartisan group of mayors, community activists, and law enforcement officials. U.S. lawmakers debated into the night Wednesday over details of legislation aimed at curbing the power of big tech firms with a sweeping reform of antitrust laws. House Judiciary Committee members clashed over a series of bills with potentially massive implications for large online platforms and consumers who use them. The legislation could force an overhaul of the business practices of Google, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook, or potentially lead to a breakup of the dominant tech giants. Critics argue the measures could have unintended consequences that would hurt consumers and some of the most popular online services. The fate of the bills remain unclear, with some Republicans and moderate Democrats expressing concerns despite bipartisan support. Hong Kong's last pro-democracy newspaper closed its doors before midnight Wednesday, ending 26 years of journalism. The company's remaining board members decided to close the paper earlier that day, following the arrest last week of five Apple Daily executives under the city's national security law. Authorities arrested one of its editorial writers Wednesday, with Hong Kong's Security Bureau freezing the company's remaining financial assets. The paper's founder and owner, Jimmy Lai, in jail, the board had little choice but to fold. The owners and insurers of the giant container ship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly a week earlier this year have reached an agreement in principle over their dispute with canal authorities. That's according to representatives from both sides of the disagreement. Neither elaborated on what the agreement would entail. For more news, please join us on that website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.